We are learning with Sefer Yevamos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top. Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara starts with a Simon Amalei Loi Naseh Masev Amisa Naseh Loi Naseh Vlad Yavam Vachuma Yibam Vachuma Simon. The Gemara is going to discuss four different things that we just took for granted at the end of the Gemara. For example, that we said that if Bracha has a child from Reuven and then he marries Yankel, who's not related to Reuven, the loch is that you still have Yibum if she doesn't have children from Yankel. And we took that for granted. How do we know that? And other things, for example, Mesim, Kechayim, all those halachas that we took for granted, the Shalos, what's the Makar for all those things? Zok the Gemara. Omle Rav Yehuda midaskar to l'rava. Loi nasa Mesim, Kechayim, le'inin Yibum, mekal v'chayimra. The Gemara wants to say, let's make a kal v'chayimra. And by Yibum, Mesim should not be Kechayim. What does Mesim Kechayim mean? We said that if Bracha is married to Yankel and they have a child, and then the child dies, after the uncle dies, then the child dies. The halacha is that the child dies afterwards, then the halacha is that there's no Yibam anymore. There's no Yibam. Ma'isim Shasafil, there's no Yibam. So lo nasa, ma'isim, v'chayim lo Yibam, v'kav v'chayim, v'mav v'makam, sh'osa v'lad marishan, v'lad marashani, l'poistom v'natshuma, lo yosa ma'isim k'chayim, Mokoim shloy also vlam and arishin kavlam and hashen lepeitur yibum ain't din shloy nasim asim chayim. The Gemara says, let's make a kavah chayim. And ma ba mokoim she also vlad min arishin kavlad min hasheni, which means by truma. If you have a child from the first yisrael, it's kavlad min hasheni, and you pass from truma. Still loy also meisim gechayim. There, if the child dies, you're starting truma again. So mokoim shloy also vlam and arishin kavlam and hasheni by yibum. We didn't make vlad arishin kavlam and hasheni lepeitur yibum ain't din shloy nasim asim chayim. Shouldn't you make nasim meisim gechayim? So there, the halacha should be that if the child dies, you should have Yibum now. You might say, you have no children now. So now, if Bracha was married to Yankel, and then they had a child, and the child dies, you should have Yibum. Tamalayma derachel darachinayim v'chol nesiv v'sayal shalom. Which means like this, that if when a husband died, they had a child, so then she was allowed to marry, right? So she married someone else. She marries Yehuda. Now, that child dies. Now, she turns out she's chayiv ma'freya and Yibum. So now, Yehuda wasn't related to the uncle. She's Mechayev and Yibum now. So what does she have to have now? She has to get a chalitza from one of the brothers. And she's married already. That's not bekavadik that when someone's married, to get chalitza for someone, she'll be in the Tiskana al Baila. What? Because the boy died. When Brock was married to the uncle, the Havamina, what do you mean, so what? What do you mean to ask? So then a boy died, she has no children now. So maybe this should be Yibum. Maybe it should be Yibum. Right, that but child died. Just like by Truma, the halacha is a child dies, she eats Truma now. She goes back to Bas Koyin, a child dies. Even if she had a child already, a child dies, she goes back to Beis Aviyah. So Mar's kash is, but even more so, if the child dies, she should have Chiv Yibum. From a Kav HaChaymer, from Truma. That it doesn't pass to have a chalitza after you're already married on the smach, that there's no Yibum, it's not for covered to get chalitza. The Gemara should make a kavah chaymer from a truma. And the Gemara said, no,
there's no Yibum.
The kid died, so that's why there's a kavah chaymer. You see, when a kid dies, it doesn't count. By truma, you had a kid. So why do you eat truma? Terrence, the kid died. That's the chilah. So the Gemara has the reasons that are chere da'achi noyim. Now the Gemara says, another kavah chaymer. But nas the mason kachayim living in truma. By truma, like Moshe really asked, nas the mason kachayim living in truma. The Moshe had a kid. So you shouldn't eat truma. Oh, the kid died. So what? Look, makavachayim from Yibum. Makavachayim. My malkim shlo also vlad marishin kavlad nasheni by Yibum. The vlad marishin, the vlad from Reuven doesn't count for Yankel kavlad nasheni. Lepoiter Yibum. Still also meisim kachayim. Still, we said a child who is there and died. It's like chayim by malkim by truma. We are also vlad marishin kavlad nasheni. There, a child counts even from the first marriage counts. But she shouldn't eat truma. So the place of a truma, didn't she not say mesik chayim? Shouldn't mesik be chayim over there? Shouldn't the child who was there, b'shas, when her husband died, shouldn't that be like chayim even if the child dies? Tamaloy ma v'zera in-law, v'ha in-law. It says she has no children. She goes back to her father's house. She eats truma. The mice, she has no children. V'zera in-law. So that's the teaches us that mesim, if the child dies, you eat truma. Kavachayim number three. We're going all these four halachas. We're trying to get really what the makar is for all four halachas. So the makar for mesim kechayim by Yevama is from Darachera Darachinoyim. The makar that mesim is not like chayim, because mesim is like mesim, is from Mezera Inlaw. That's by Chuma. Now we're going to ask another question. V'nasa v'lamin arishin v'lamin hashen li'yibum. Why don't we say that the child Bracha had from Reuven helps for when she's married to the uncle, there's no yibum. By truma, where mesim are not like chayim. Even when the when the child dies, she goes back. So in truma, still also vlam and rishon glam and hasheni. The vlam and rishon counts just like a vlam and hasheni. So makom shalos mesim chayim by yibum, where we say there's no yibum when there's a child, even though the child died. Makom shalos mesim chayim by yibum. In addition, nasa vlad min arishon glam and hasheni. Shouldn't the vlam and arishon count for the sheni? Tamoma ven ein loy vaha ein loy lemaisa. It goes with the husband. The uncle doesn't have a child. Uven ein loy. He doesn't have a child. Uven ein loy. That's enough to make a drasha and to learn uven ein loy that there's a din yibum on the uncle because the uncle never had a child. Because by yibum goes with the man, not with the woman. The woman maybe had a child, but it makes a difference. Lemaisa, the uncle did not have a child, and therefore there's a din yibum. Last kalachayma. But loy nasa vlad min arishon kevlad min hashina l'chuma. L'chayra, a child for Reuven should not help to say she can't eat truma if she doesn't have children from the second husband. Mekavachayim from Yibum. Umab makom she also mason kechayim apart from Yibum. Madach by Yibum, we're very makbid to have Yibum. We say that if there was a child shas misa, then who cares if child dies later on? She's part of Yibum, and still loy also vlam rishon vlam nashendi, and still there we mechayiv Yibum. If you have a vlam rishon, if you don't have, as long as you don't have a vlam nashendi, there's a chayiv Yibum. Malkum shlo also mason kechayim by truma, where we say that if the child dies, the halach is you could go back and eat truma. Lean Chuma. Ain't additionally nasa vlam and rishon vlam and hasheni? Shouldn't you say that vlam and rishon doesn't count? Tama loymar ain law va yeshla. Says v'zera ain law here va yeshla. She has a child. Says v'zera ain law va ha yeshla. She has a child, and therefore she can go back to the base of via because the only time she goes back to the base of via is zera ain law. So that's the four drashas here. That Acher Dachinoyam says that if b'shas nefila she has a child, then the halacha she's part of yibum forever. We have the pasuk. Vazera in law that teaches us that as long as a child is not around anymore, she goes back to eat truma. We had a ven in law, the Abiyibim is telling the husband. And we have the drasha of Zera in law that of Lama Rishon helps to say that she does not eat truma, she does not go back to the base of Via. Hadun, Allah, Perak, Yesh, Mutarais, Belina, Ed, for those that finished it. Now we go to a new Perak, the new Perak of a Isha Rabba, it's called. This Perak is a Perak of Agunois. Famous Perak of Agunois. This is where all the agunas happen right here in this parak. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalach bailo l'dinas yam. Ha'isha, the husband went away to Medinas Yam, went on a business trip, and he's not around. Uvova amrula, and they come tell her, meis bailo. We'll see in the Gemara, it was the Eid Echad. Eid Echad came and said, your husband died. Venisis, and she got married. The halacha is, a special kula, that the Eid Echad should get married Eid Echad. We'll see in the Gemara why. But here, the halacha is she get married, even though it's 1 8. Usually 2 8 them. Here, 1 8 says her husband died, she let her go get married. For Acha, about Baila, and all of a sudden, her husband comes, shows up. He shows up, he's here. So I guess he didn't die. The halacha is, and she remarried already. She remarried, and this is, she got married. She remarried. What's the halacha? Teitze mizeh mizeh. She's now lost both husbands. She can't marry, she has to get a get from each husband. She has to get a get from the new husband and from the old husband. Now really, the new husband doesn't need a get because it was a mistake. And an Eishish can't be married. She's really Eishish. But we'll see in the Gemara why she's a get from both of them. Teitze mizeh mizeh, she's a get from both of them. She's a get mizeh umizeh. She's a get from both of them. And she doesn't get a ksuba from either one. Ain't lo ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba le peiris. That means if the husband ate peiris after they found this out, he doesn't pay back the peiris. V'loy mezoinis. She gets no mezoinis. Le v'loy. She doesn't get the nechzis and bazel that rubbed out. V'loy alzeh, v'loy alzeh. Neither husband. So they make a knas on her. And they say she has to get divorced and she gets no ksuba. Now, usually, if a lady's married to someone and she's mezana, if it's done on purpose, she has to get divorced from both sides. But here was a mistake. She thought she had to get married. So the reason is what?
Comparing this to
be mezana. Yeah, that's the mezana. What's from mezana? She thought your husband died. What do you want from her? Terry says since it was an eight echad, it was a kula. And part of kula is because she's supposed to be medactic. She's supposed to be careful and check it out. And since she didn't check it out, she's a stickler of pshia. She's not mamash ha'inis, and therefore we give her a knas. She's not mamash ha'inis, and we give her a knas and teitzim mezem mezem. The locha is vaita. V'im not lo mizeh mizeh. If she takes ksuba from either one, tach says, give it back. V'avlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. If she's married to either one and has a child, it's a mamzer. So Bishlom, from the second husband, we understand why it's a mamzer, because she really married to the first husband. But Lo Yochar, if she goes back to the first husband, why is it a mamzer? So it's a mamzer m'derabono. It's only a mamzer m'derabono. V'lo yizeh v'zeh matamalo. Neither one of the kahanim are matamah to her. or even a Yisrael is not mechuyev to matam Torah. That's the din derabbanan. But the, obviously, the second husband is not a real husband. Even the first husband is not matam Torah. And both husbands are not zeicha in her metzia, not in her handiwork, whatever she does, or her money. Even before. After the divorce, don't have him, you know. The divorce. Before the divorce, even. Because that's part of the knas. We want them to get divorced. Everyone, we want them to get divorced. They're not married. We're not married. We're giving them the one to get divorced. Loi faras derel, you can't do a faras darim. She's a Bas Yisrael, Nifslum and Akuna. Now she's Paslum and Akuna now, because she's a Zaina. She's considered a Zaina. She's Paslum and Akuna. Ubas Levi and a Maisa. She's a Bas Levi. She's obviously a Zaina, and she can't eat Maisa anymore. And it's a Dinder Abonin, a Knas. She can't eat Maisa. Vechet Ubas Kaim and a Chuma. She can't eat Chuma anymore. Ain Yerushim Shalzeh, Yerushim Shalzeh, Yerushim Shalzeh. Neither of the Yerushim are Yerushim Shalzeh if she dies. And that's like Rashi, yes, it's obvious. She doesn't get a ksuba, so why have the Yerush a ksuba? So tomorrow we'll talk about that. V'im meisu, it's either these two people, one of them is Reuven and one of them is a Gimpel. So both Reuven and Gimpel over here, if they die and they have a brother, they're not allowed to do Yibum. V'im meisu, now the truth is, Reuven was the first husband there. It's like a real husband. You really could do Yibam. But the knas is, you do Chalitza Yibam. The second husband really shouldn't need anything because they're not really married. It's a mistake. But still, Midarabon, you have Chalitza. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ksubasa Nechsa Baal Rishon. In such a case, the first Baal does give a Ksuba, not like the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer also argues, Harishon Zakoib Mitziasa of Maizdeh Varas Dera. Like Moshe was saying, they're married. So they're married, they get the first one gets her Mitziah and Maizidah. Why should we get Knas at him? What did he do wrong? So this is what Lezer says, he gets her Mitziah and Maizidah first. The Rebbe will talk about this. Rav Shimon Omer, even more, Rav Shimon says that the first brother, the first one, Reuven's brothers, could do Yibam L'chatchila. Rav Shimon Omer, Biyasa, Achilitzasa, Ma'achav Sharishim, Peteres Tzarasa. Pat is a Tzara, and it's a good Yibam. Vein Avlad V'menu, Mamzer. He also argues, he holds, that said in the Mishnah before, that since Taysim is MSF, she stays married to Reuven, the first husband, the child's a mamzer midrabanan. He says, no, it's not a mamzer. Adkan, so far with Eidah Echad. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Vim Nisish Lev Rishush, which means there was two Eidim, so then you don't really need Bezdin then. Because Bezdin only was Eidah Echad, he had Dim Bezdin. But Vim Nisish Lev Rishush means she got married with two Eidim instead of her husband died. Then the Allah is with Taras Lach, Saloy, you're allowed to stay married to Reuven then. Why? Because there, it's an oynis gomer. Two Adam came and said, there it's oynis, not oynis gomer, it's oynis, therefore, you're allowed to stay married. And it's not her fault, she doesn't have to be daika mitzvah. What?
To which one?
Obviously the first one, because that's her husband. The second one was a chal. But two Adam said, it wasn't her fault, two Adam said that made up a story. So there, it's more of oynis. Nis is api bezdin. If she gets married api bezdin, which means with eid echad, the halach is teitzeh, like we just said, teitzeh. Mizem, actually. Ubatur in a carbon. She's not bringing a carbon. Why is she not bringing a carbon? Because she did it up Aras Bezdin, you put them a carbon. But Loinis up Bezdin, but if she got married with two Edim, Taitse, which means Taitse min Hasheni, but the Chayev is a carbon, she's Chayev a carbon. Why is she Chayev a carbon? I say Oinis. So you have to say, it's not Mamish 100% Oinis, not Mamish Oinis Gomor, but, and therefore you Chayev a carbon. Yofa Kayach Bezdin, she's a Batur in a carbon. The Bezdin's Kayach is better when Bezdin makes a psak with the Erecha, you put them a carbon. Zok tomorrow no halacha. Haruah bezli nasi. It's halacha that with an eid echad, you're allowed to go get married. And the halacha is, so haruah bezli nasi, v'halka kakalacha yeves b'karbon. We said that if she goes ahead and gets married, p'di eid echad, and then the husband comes back, teitzim izem izem, but you're not chayiv in a carbon. Why not? Because did it appear haruah bezdin. The Mishnah says, that haruah bezdin that says you're free to marry only helps if you marry like a mech. If you go ahead and you do something wrong, then if she goes and heads and marries someone also to her, then the halacha is she's chayiv in a carbon because Bezdin never gave a heta for that. Haruah bezli nasi v'halka kikul lachayeves b'karbon. So yitiru elei nasi. All the heta was to marry medin, not shloikedin. Zok to Gemara. Metani seifa. It says in the seifa nisus shloiv reshus. The case of nisus shloiv reshus means you get married to edim. Meteres lachsla. She let her go. She let her go stay married to her first husband Reuven. Shloiv reshus bezdin. Shloiv reshus bezdin means what? Ela be'edim. What shloiv reshus bezdin mean? That it wasn't just Bezdin, it was with Edim. Edim is the one that allowed her to get married. Mechlal, the ratio, which we're calling just Bezdin, means Ved Echad, means Eid Echad. Alma Eid Echad Naman. You see from our Mishnah, a very ridiculous thing that Eid Echad is Neman to say a husband died. That's one Makar Mishnah. But now, Nami, we have another Mishnah later on, almost at the end of the Masechta, same type of idea. It says that Gabi, marrying Aguna, marrying someone whose husband went away, and someone said their husband died. We have different coolers also. It's 8 and P8 is enough. The Isha and Pisha, even a lady from a lady, which a lady usually is Pasul Eidus. Here we're saying she's Neman for Eidus Isha. The Isha and Pi'eved, even Isha Pi'eved or Pi'eshevcha. A Shevcha and Eved are Pasul Eidus. The Gabi Eidus Isha, we allow that. Alma, what do we see? Eid Echa Mehem. We see from the Mishnah here, the Mishnah later on in the Mesechta. Eid Echa is Neman. V'tnanam, you have another idea with Eid Echa is Neman. It says by Chelev, look at some of these Chelevs, Chayav Echatas. He says, I didn't eat. He's machish to aid. He contradicts to aid. Potter, you're potter. Time with Omalechalti. Hot ishtik. But if he's quiet, no. Mehemon, the Eidach is Naman. Alma, Eid Echad, Mehemon, Midderaisa. You see, Eidach is Naman. You can bring a carbon. It's not Chulun Bazara. It's not Chulun Bazara. You can bring a carbon from Eid Echad. And you see, here you marry a lady, a Eishus Ish, with Eid Echad. Menolan, how do you know that Eid Echad is believed? In all these cases. So the Gemara of the Mitzvah, we're going to bring a Braisa that brings a Raya by carbon, and we're going to try to sell the suit to Isha. And the Gemara will have Mitzvah on tomorrow's blog. We're going to learn the Makar that Echaz Demo.